This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Bram.
I'm Alex Cohen. Recently, we've been bringing you tales of the real economy. These stories come directly from you, our listeners. You've been calling and writing in to tell us how you are making it through these tough financial times. We recently got an email from Dr. Kathy Walker in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. She joins us now. And Kathy, what station do you listen to Day to Day on there in Ardmore?
WHYY.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about your situation. You wrote that you are a member of the sandwich generation. What does that mean?
Well, it means that I'm taking care of children, and I'm also taking care of an elderly mother.
So you've got a lot of expenses. How are you coping with those expenses right now?
Well, the thing is, it's almost paycheck to paycheck. I don't have much savings. In fact, I probably have very little savings. We eat in. We don't go out anymore. As far as buying clothing, forget about that. I haven't bought a decent pair of shoes in months.
Your daughter is getting ready to go to college in a few years. Has she thought about where she wants to go, and have you thought about how you're going to pay for it?
Well, we talk about it every day now, and she has. I don't know how we're going to pay for it, but we are trying to find ways. And in fact, I told her that she will have to probably do something to do work study because I will not be able to afford sending her on my type of income in my lifestyle, okay? And I won't ever be able to retire.
And Kathy, I understand in addition to all of these circumstances, you also have some health issues.
Yes, I do.
You're a survivor of breast cancer.
I am.
How are you feeling physically?
Well, I'm actually doing well. I'm very worried about that because getting health care is extreme. It's not just difficult for people who are not in the medical field, but it's a problem for everyone.
Kathy, you mentioned that the way things are looking now, you don't think that you'll be able to retire, and I think a lot of Americans are looking at that prospect now. Are there certain plans that you are making for the next chapter of your life so that at least you can feel like you have some sense of relaxation or rest?
Well, I have to tell you, since September 11th, 2001, I haven't had a vacation, and I don't know about rest and relaxation. My rest and relaxation is prayer, just trying to keep afloat so that things don't get any worse. So, I'm doing everything I can to not be stressed out about the economic situation.
Kathy Walker is a doctor living in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
If you'd like to be a part of our Real Economy Project, let us know. You can find us at npr.org/daydreaming.